All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
Whoa, now that's camping.
Haven't gotten lost in the woods, have you?
Not again.
I think I broke something.
You're listening to the Shank Outdoors Podcast.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this week's episode. I want to talk to you about overland prices. Are we overpaying for overland gear because it's stamped overland, a certain brand's name and then overland? The reason I bring this up is I've seen this question come up multiple times recently in different groups throughout North America, whether you're in a Canadian group or a USA group. I've seen it in on both sides. And again, there's two questions that come up. Why are prices so high, you know, with it being stamped overland? Is it because it's stamped overland? And then also, why doesn't someone just go over to Alibaba and order a tent? Because look at these prices. And then, you know, the conversation grows from there. So a couple, you know, right off the bat, let's go to Alibaba. If you don't know what Alibaba is, it is the international marketplace of manufacturers. And that's basically where a lot of not equipment, but a lot of products, especially on Amazon or eBay, but mainly Amazon. Now, Alibaba, I'm pretty sure, started up before Amazon on actually selling products, but you can go on there and order product for yourself, or you can order a huge quantity in bulk and get it for even cheaper. And then on the plus side of that, if you order in bulk, they will slap your logo on that piece of gear or equipment or product and ship it to you, and then you can sell it at whatever price you want to your customers. So as things come out, the manufacturers from all over the world, but mainly in China and in those areas, they see a design that someone's made and they create it in their own way and then put it on Alibaba and manufacture it for whoever wants to buy it and sell it. And so there's been some questions on different groups of, well, why doesn't somebody go on there and order a rooftop tent for $800 instead of the same hard top rooftop tent for $4,000? Now, for those who haven't used Alibaba, you know, it's going to be, these products are made cheap and not made to last on most of it. Not saying there's not good manufacturers out there, but Alibaba is well known for the fast manufacturing, cheap as possible, and then ship it. Now, on the plus side of that, you also have your shipping costs. If you haven't used Alibaba, you're either going to be paying high cost to fly it, or you have to ship it by sea. And then now you're having way cheaper shipping, but you have to wait 30 plus days for it to arrive by sea. And then you have to go to your port and pick it up. And you have all the duty fees on top of that. And the prices climb. So yeah, the prices on the website, like right now, there's a hard shell rooftop tent for $6.99 to $7.99. There's a soft shell for $4.90. You know, and then they'll say 10 pieces minimum order, or it'll say one piece minimum order, but shipping is this much. Now, that's just an estimated. And again, yes, you're getting it, it looks like, for cheap, but by the time it gets to your door, what was the actual cost? So in these groups, there is some people that actually took the chance and have ordered one, and either they're still waiting on it, or one gentleman I came across ordered his. It took 3 months, and I think it was an extra, yeah, it was an extra $1,000 to his door in the States. Now, it could be higher if you're in Canada. It could be lower. I'm guessing it's going to be higher. Again, these are all U.S. dollar prices, right? Is what Alibaba mainly runs on. Now you can change your currency, but again, yes, you can get pretty much anything from there. But what is the quality of that product, and is it worth the hassle of ordering it and waiting to get shipped here, pay all that extra price, and then realize it doesn't last as long as buying something that's manufactured in your country as a USA or your Canadian, the country of Canada. So with that, that is, I wouldn't say we are overpaying on Overland gear. Now, I'm going to catch my tongue here for a second, because yes, you can see some products that somebody is, some online website in Canada or the States is selling, and you find the exact picture on Alibaba. Now, there is ways to search and find out where this company is getting their products manufactured, if you really want to dive in your research. So not saying that there's smaller products that are just, again, cheaply made and then priced higher because they're selling it. And again, they're having to bring it in bulk, sit on it, pay the shipping, et cetera, et cetera. So they also have to make money on what they're bringing in. But for the actual overlanding products that are being made in the USA or in Canada and being built by hand, more or less, from your local, you know, multiple local businesses in your hometown or city, because of, you know, powder coating, laser cutting, or, you know, buying wood locally and then that person cutting it down and building the kitchen setup. It all depends on the product that you're looking at buying, but if it's being made in your country, you know, there's a lot more, we'll say more love, more care, more time spent in that product, and to provide excellence to you as a customer for a long-lasting product, because they want to build their name on the good end. They don't want to just order something from overseas and provide it to you. They're actually trying to provide you a great product that you're going to enjoy and that's going to last for multiple years, multiple adventures. And hopefully you can either pass it down or sell it and upgrade, and that other person, even though it's used, can still really enjoy it because it was a good quality product. And if you actually look at it, everything is going up in prices. It really doesn't matter if it's gas, water, food. Everything is high in cost. So at the end of the day, if it's high in cost for that manufacturer to go down the street and buy local lumber so that they can build you a wooden storage unit for the back of your vehicle, or build out a full-on trailer, well, all that adds up. They might be buying in bulk and get a discount, but again, it's still going to be the price you're seeing is still going to be a higher price. It's not, you know, being mass produced overseas at a cheap rate and then being brought over here. So, and then you're still going to have people just, you know, no matter what is shown, whether it be facts, et cetera, they're still going to say that because it says Overland, you're overpaying. You know, you can go to Canadian Tire and get this for cheap. Well, at the end of the day, where did Bass Pro or Canadian Tire get some of these products. Yes, you can go buy your 5-person tent for $200 and instead of spending $4,000 on a rooftop tent, well, how long is that rooftop tent going to last, or how long is that Canadian Tire tent versus the rooftop tent, how long is that going to last compared to each other, right? Pending the brand that Canadian Tire is selling, that, again, most likely is mass-produced. So, not saying it's coming from China, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff that North Americans purchase from bigger brands, of these big distributors, I should say, not brands, big distributors that have multiple brands are just being mass-produced by outside sources. Whereas you have these local startups that have either started up in the last 5 years or in the last year, whatever it might be, they're using local manufacturers, local sources for their supplies to build you the product that they really enjoy and care about to provide to you for quality. So you can, as a outdoor enthusiast, you can choose whichever way you please. If you don't have the budget to go out and buy a $4,000 rooftop tent, then yeah, start out with a Canadian Tire or a Walmart special ground tent. At least you're getting out and going on an adventure. And if you really love that adventure and you now have saved up and are able to get that rooftop tent and you want that quality and that different way of camping, then spend that money. But if you don't want to spend the money because of it saying Overland, again, that's your choice. But at the end of the day, again, you got you're paying for quality and supporting local versus paying for something that might not as last as long and that isn't local. Yeah, the business is set up in your down your street, but where is head office and where is that manufacturing being done? So there's again pros and cons on each side. But it's just I found it very interesting on, you know, people suggesting and asking about purchasing on Alibaba and then going, well, why not? Why don't I go out and buy 10 tents and put my logo on, or why don't I go buy 10 kangaroo bags or tow ropes or shackles or really anything you want. There's the, you know, right from sleeping bags to hiking boots to light bars, you name it. But if you're gonna do that, be prepared for the extra cost. You know, once they give you that quote, you're probably going to be shocked on how much you're actually going to have to pay up front without even knowing if you're going to be able to sell them to anybody. You're just hoping because you're seeing all these other manufacturers being able to sell their products. Now, yeah, some companies might be getting it from Alibaba. You have to do your research to know for sure, not just by pictures, because Alibaba will, a lot, you know, manufacturers there, I'm sure, will see these local companies make their product and then go, oh, all over social media, for example, very easy to find, and then go, oh, let's do our best to remake that in our own way. And most of the time, it's almost to a T. For example, a light bar, you'll look up light bar and you'll see so many light bars that look similar to Rigid or Vivid or, you know, all these other light bar companies. So who's actually manufacturing in the USA or Canada? But yeah, if you're going to take that leap, kudos to you. And if you're going to buy one individually, again, be prepared for that extra cost. Yes, they told you it's going to be this price from your door, or from their manufacturing to your door. there's probably going to be an extra cost of duty on there. You know, or if it's being shipped overseas and it goes to the port, maybe the port has an extra cost because they unloaded it. You'd be surprised. Now there was actually some members in one of these groups that actually mentioned, yeah, I've purchased from Alibaba and, sold on Amazon, and it's definitely very hard to do. Don't recommend it, but you know, all, pretty much telling the person to, you know, do what they want, but don't recommend it. It's easier than it looks, or it's harder than it looks. Easier said than done. At the end of the day, none of these manufacturers, local or far away, aren't pushing you to purchase their product. You don't have, just because you don't like their price, you doesn't mean you have to purchase it. If you think a lot of these prices are expensive, you should go look at RV trailers. The prices are just going crazy. You know, what you used to be able to get for $30,000, you know, you're spending $60,000-$70,000. For example, just in the last year, because of demand and shortages of products, an RV trailer that my parents just bought last year, so 2021 model, is now $22,000 more for 2022. And it's the same layout, everything. It just says 2022. So I guess, you know, everything's going up, unfortunately. And a lot of us probably aren't getting paid anymore, but everything is going up. And at the end of the day, it's, are you able to spend that money? And do you want to be buying that one item? Like if it's a smaller item, like a little tiny stove. Let's go with a stove, a little tiny stove. Do you want to spend that $400, $300, $400, depending where you are, on a stove and probably not have to replace it for multiple years? Or do you want to spend it on $80 on one and have to replace it every 2 years, right? At the end of the day, you're not going to know until how many times you use it and if you luck out on getting one that's a lemon or not. But you gotta take the chance sometimes. Either buy once, cry once, they say, or, you know, have to replace it multiple times. Just don't complain to anybody because you had to replace it multiple times. So, yeah, I support local if you can. Save your money. Help these guys out. It's feeding their, you know, it's supporting our economy, buying local. It's supporting their family. You're getting a good product, and that's going to last a long time. And have fun. Get out there. You don't need a flashy rig to enjoy overlanding, an adventure, an overnight camp out. You just need the necessities and a destination. And even if you don't have a destination, hit the road, follow a couple signs till you find some national park, a recreational park, campground, and you've never been there, so pull over and camp over there overnight. Just get outdoors, have fun. Again, that's all that matters at the end of the day, is getting out with yourself or with your family and having a great time. So thanks again for tuning in this week's episode. We'll see you in the next one. Thank you.